My name is Khalid Al Saadi. I'm from Abu Dhabi, 29 years old, and I'm a chef.
I'm Michelle Schifaletti, and you're listening to Thaqafat.
The United Arab Emirates has become a bustling international hub. With that, the food scene has been thriving. At just 29 years old, Emirati chef Khalid Al Saadi has worked at some of the top international restaurants, such as Nobu, Hakkasan, Oceano, and Bread Street Kitchen by Gordon Ramsay. He has a background in fine dining from the Atlantis, the Palm, in Dubai. Chef Khalid has done collaborations with top international chefs, infusing and elevating Emirati cuisine to fine dining. Most recently, he opened Faye Cafe with Ali Al-Mazrui in Abu Dhabi. Welcome, Chef Khalid.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited because when I was thinking about this podcast, I was thinking, okay, what are the important elements to culture? And food is not only my favorite, but it's such an integral part of understanding what culture is.
That's true. Food is definitely one way to bring two cultures together. I totally agree.
So you're 29. I feel like a lot of times there's, especially here in the US, there's kind of preconceived notions if you're under a certain age that maybe you don't have the experience or you're not taken as seriously. How have you found that in the food industry and in the region in general?
You know, in the region in general, in the GCC right now, I'm seeing a incredible spike in the number of chefs that are, you know, undergoing being a chef as a potential career option as well. And they are very committed and serious about it. And it's really amazing the way that many people are now getting more exposed to the finer arts of cooking as opposed to the traditional methods that we all grew up with.
When do you feel like that shift began of people that are young actually in the region wanting to pursue fine dining and being a chef as a career option?
As the restaurant business or the F&B industry got more exposed to the level and, you know, high caliber cuisine of the world, you know, I feel like a lot of people are getting more and more aware about the better ways to make food. And in attempting to make this food here in the GCC region, I see a lot of people bringing in international chefs to teach them how to elevate their cuisine. People more and more able to travel, and because they've seen the caliber of food that is being presented everywhere in countries like the UK, mm-hmm. France, even in the States, when they see the level of complexity that goes into making amazing and extraordinary food, people here try to mimic it or at least bring that level here in this region. And that is one of the main factors that elevated the food scene here from mm-hmm. it being, you know, the traditional food that we were used to a more progressive kind of approach to cooking. Like implementing methods of modern gastronomy in, traditional food, like Emirati food, Saudi mm-hmm. food, Kuwaiti food, even in Bahrain. So it's just incredible the way that people are now perceiving food as a source of nourishment as opposed to just, you know, like something to fill up their bellies.
Right. So then share with us how you began and how did you get involved kind of in the food industry in general?
So basically, I started about 5 years ago. I used to be 150 kilograms. And in the process of losing weight, I started to make my own meals. And in that way, I was able to develop a passion for cooking. I was definitely in love with food. The shift that happened between being just in love with food to actually making it is basically what made me love the process of being a chef, because it made me realize how important it is for you as a person to know what food is going into your body. I had health issues. I've reached a point where I was extremely obese. When I came back, I was just like, you know what, it's time to draw a line. Time for me to start losing weight. It's been like almost like a domino effect after that. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like once I reach or I figure out how to make a specific ingredient. There's like a curiosity to learn how to make another ingredient better, yeah. and then, you know, another ingredient, and so on and so on and so on. When I would go into restaurants and see the way that they would prepare food, it would amaze me, you know, and, mm-hmm. and the level of attention and care, and it just has definitely created like a thirst, or let's say like a curiosity.
Who taught you how to cook?
Well, I mean, in a, when I started, basically, mm-hmm. I used to get tips from my grandma because I love her cooking. It's just incredible how one lady, you know, I mean, in one day, which is, you know, basically Fridays when we would gather at her house, would make like food that would fill up, you know, our tables. And it's just, it made me, you know, like so curious every time I would visit her after that and constantly ask her like, well, you know, like, tell me, how did you make this? Mm-hmm. And like, how does this taste this way? And like, why does this behave this way?
Yeah.
And yeah, and just, you know, she kept giving me tips and she kept helping me, you know, considering that she thought I would just continue making them back in the States. I made so many mistakes, ate lots of raw chicken and, you know, like burnt meats as well, overcooked pasta and, you know, like spritz sauces. It was definitely an experience that I had to go through in order to get to, you know, where I am today, a learning experience. You can never say that, you know, you've reached your peak because there's always room for development, especially in the F&B industry.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think a lot of people in the US don't know what Emirati food is. And people know Lebanese food, they know Iranian food, and that's because there's been a huge diaspora of those people here in the US. But even here, there's a lot of places that are Middle Eastern restaurants that just go by the label of a Mediterranean restaurant. So how would you describe Emirati food to somebody who's maybe never had it? And what would you describe as comfort food?
Comfort obviously would require, you know, like including dishes that are made using, you know, lots of carbs and, you know, like fried food, which was not even indigenous to the UAE. See, the thing is, most of the UAE and or Emirati dishes had surfaced in the early 70s and late 60s because people got to trade more during that mm-hmm. era. And we got introduced to things like, you know, rice and grain in general. It was a very hard area to sustain food. So the ways that people would keep food was mainly in ways to basically preserve, brining, curing lots mm-hmm. of meats and lots of seafood. In the UAE, I feel like our food is pretty humble. Most of the dishes would involve easy ways of cooking. So, mm-hmm. You know, like mixing things in one big pot. Almost like there's this very famous dish, it's called mechpous, which is basically like a rice pilaf. It's literally like a one pot rice dish. And that dish is almost considered like one of the traditional Emirati dishes, but it's also a dish that was introduced. I feel like people stopped creating more dishes and mm-hmm. they would refer back to dishes from that era and call it Emirati food. And this is basically what Emirati chefs are trying to do, where we are able to use and utilize technology and ingredients from all over the world, even locally sourced ingredients. I feel like it's time for chefs to rise up now with new creative ways to create new dishes that could be called Emirati dishes in the mm-hmm. future.
It's interesting because when you think of the UAE now, you think of the UAE as such a hub. It's yeah. a place where so many people from all over the world go to travel, to live, to work. So it's inevitable that the cuisine is going to take up some outside influences.
Definitely. I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, we make biryani, you know, like the Emirati way, and you know that biryani is not originally an Emirati dish. Same with like plenty of ingredients that we put in stews nowadays and casseroles. These ingredients and spices didn't exist in the UAE a long time ago. Now, with what we have and with the level of the level that the international chefs are bringing right now, and like you said, like for example, now Dubai, it's and Abu Dhabi, and you know other major cities as well. The UAE is considered a hub. Mm-hmm. For restaurants from all over the world. For example, like myself, I didn't actually go to a culinary school, and you know, all I did was basically go into these international restaurants and learn techniques and ways to match flavors to my palate. And that is how I was able to basically create some dishes, call it a fusion of flavors between Emirati cuisine and an international kind of cuisine.
Can you give an example?
I would take basically an Emirati traditional dish, and I would use that as inspiration in terms of the flavors that go into that dish, and try to, you know, represent that dish in a modern way, where I would try as much as possible to avoid the traditional ways of preparing that dish.
But how do people? So how does somebody like, for example, your grandmother, or people who cook traditional food, how do they receive this new, I don't want to call it new Emirati cuisine, but maybe...
Well, they don't receive it well, that's for sure. Because whenever you, like, you know those purists, basically, present to them a dish and you just, you know, you wouldn't dare bring up the name of the dish that inspired you to create that dish. Because if you did, you would just start an argument that would never end. But I just tell people that this is a dish that's inspired by that dish that you're used to, you know, the dish that your grandma makes. This dish is inspired by that, but in no means authentic in a way that it's supposed to look the same way that your grandma makes it.
To prevent, you know, any conflict.
Exactly, over the table, you know.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about how there's, you know, different cultures that have become infused into what is today Emirati cuisine, particularly in the 60s and 70s. Do you feel that the culture of the UAE is, and I'd say like particularly the hospitality, because I find Emiratis in general very hospitable. Would you say that that's reflected in the local cuisine in any way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the usage of international ingredients right now is it's amazing what people are creating right now with the ingredients that they are able to get their hands on. For example, like something like yuzu, you know, which is like a lemon that grows in Japan. The way that people would incorporate it in, you know, like traditional breads, or like they would incorporate it in, you know, like stocks and soup, we would normally make using just spices. It's amazing how people would, you know, even elevate their the traditional breakfasts with international ingredients, like, you know, different sauces, different elements. Even, you know, like the presentation now is much different. It's much cleaner. It's, you know, people are getting more and more aware about the health benefits as well. And that, to me, is considered, you know, an amazing advancement forward.
As opposed to what previously?
Before, people wouldn't really, you know, they wouldn't really go in depth about the ingredients and their, you know, nutritional benefits.
It's a more conscious effort now.
Exactly. So, you know, like I consider it like a huge step forward for, you know, the UAE to start, you know, shifting the way that we used to eat. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the food that we grew up with. There are still ways to make, you know, like traditional food, you know, super delicious and you know, and also clean.
Yeah.
But there are specific dishes that are just made in a way that, you know, it's impossible for them to be healthy and clean if they were done the traditional way. I'm really excited and, you know, to be in this era, the era of the shift.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And also, I feel like the UAE is just an exciting food scene. How would you compare, I'd say, like Emirati cuisine with the larger Gulf, you know, Kuwaiti or Bahraini food?
For example, that dish that I mentioned earlier, mechbous, in Saudi, it's called kebsa. Prepared in a very similar way, almost. It's just that some ingredients make it different. People from this region generally share this, live in almost similar conditions, except for Kuwait was much more international back during the times that, you know, those dishes were created. They might have kind of the upper hand when it comes to their local cuisine. Now, it's really, you know, almost like a flat ground where everyone is basically creating dishes as they go. You know, more unique dishes are coming out from every country.
Yeah.
It's really hard to... Because even in the UAE itself, like, there are certain cities that are famous for specific foods, you know?
And I think also household per household, people make things differently, just in general in food, exactly. You know? Something can be identified as, I don't know, a Southern, like, for example, Southern food in the US, but every household makes something differently. So it's interesting. But would you say that...
I miss Southern American food.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I do know what you mean. Yeah, definitely. In the UAE, you know, like, it's not like people used to follow recipes, and God forbid you would tell them to follow one. Everyone just, you know, makes food the way that they like. And, you know, if it tastes good, then they've done something right. So,
Yeah. What would you say is your largest influence now when you're creating new dishes or kind of new concepts in your cuisine?
If, when it comes to basically something that inspires me, it's everything that I see on the internet, books, other chefs approach in their kitchens, as long as it falls within the same methodology that I stick to, you know, I find very interesting and very inspiring, especially when someone is able to utilize ingredients in ways that they don't damage the ingredient or waste it. So I really feel like my inspiration comes from all the chefs, even home cooks around the world that are creating amazing dishes every day with the products that they're able to use.
So what is your methodology? Because you mentioned you've gone into a little bit about kind of how you create your food, but what would you say is your methodology?
I basically try to apply just two main things that if I do right, I'm able to, you know, successfully say that it's a dish that I would find confidence in serving. One would be the flavor of that dish. Flavors that I am going to put in a dish need to make sense. And, you know, that goes in depth with also the seasonality of the product that I'm using. Because ultimately, you know, we are chefs in general are considered the vessels that are able to utilize the food that the product and produce that farmers and people in that area grow to create food that is, you know, made in a way that you would find acceptable. And if you like it, that's, you know, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then the second point would be the execution. And by execution, I mean like the way that you prepare the dish. And it goes into so many, you know, like subcategories, obviously, like the ingredients, how you treat them, how you cook them. That all falls in, under execution. The way that you want to present the dish, you know, in terms of like the textures on that plate, soft, something crunchy, something, you know, like if you want to like present it in a way that it's elevated or flat, you need to understand like all the things that fall under execution. And then also, you know, like if your flavors were there and the execution was right, you're going to be able to present a dish that is, you know, delicious.
And in the UAE, it's a serious dining scene. So what does it take then to run a successful restaurant in a place that dining is taken seriously?
When it's part of a business, you need to understand how your business works, who your demographic is. You need to understand how to create something that you meet your guests in a way that you would feel comfortable in serving them that dish. And at the same time, you would know that this is a dish that they would also enjoy and appreciate. Like you might enjoy something, but someone else might not. So you really need to understand the people who are, you know, coming to your restaurant and what it is that you want from them the most. Would you want them to come and enjoy the food and just walk away? Would you want to give them an experience that they won't forget? Would you want to, you know, basically set a scene, you know, where it's like a set menu and you want to take them through a journey, you know, and have them experience like multiple dishes? It's really...
you have to understand your audience, your diner.
Basically, yeah, and it's very tough, but at the same time, you know, it is very exciting. So it all depends really on, you know, and it's a constant learning curve, basically, hopefully an incline to much better cuisine.
So can you talk a little bit about your restaurant and what's the concept behind it?
So Fay basically means shadow in Arabic, and it's from the tree that we have in the center of the dining area. It's the Ghaf tree, which is a tree that is traditional to the UAE. It was the symbol of last year's Year of Tolerance. Basically, the shade that is coming off from that tree, we decided to call them the restaurant based on the shade that that tree provides. And in terms of cuisine, we're basically making just comfort food because we are located in a building that is a hub for students and business-oriented people. Mm-hmm. So we try as much as possible to keep our food clean, nourishing, and fast. So
in Abu Dhabi, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's located in the Abu Dhabi Youth Hub. And we have received huge support from our community, and the feedback has been great. And obviously, you know, we are constantly trying and doing our best to uphold the standards that we want for our guests so that they are always happy whenever they come to Fay.
So what should I order then when I go there?
Sorry. Everything.
Well, I mean, it depends. If you had to choose one, what would be your top recommendation?
So basically we tried to keep our menu as international as possible. So mm-hmm. because we're still, this is, you know, I'm working with a team as well that I haven't worked with before. So I just wanted as much as possible to create a menu that is not going to be as complicated to implement as it is also in flavor. We've created a menu that diverse. So you have dishes that are inspired from, they're inspired by Japanese cuisine. You have dishes that are inspired by Chinese cuisine, dishes that are inspired by Mediterranean cuisine, dishes inspired by Italian cuisine. If I would choose, well, it depends on, you know, like, depends on what I've had earlier that day. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, I try as much as possible to not gain weight again. So whenever I'm in my restaurant, I, you know, it depends. Like if I've had like good solid 4, you know, days of eating clean, I'd probably go there, you know, have like some breads, like the flatbreads that we have, or, you know, like some of our rice bowls. Or if I wanted to like go for something cleaner, I would pick some of our grilled options. We have salads as well. So yeah.
It looks delicious. Well, I mean, all the food.
Thank you so much. Well, I mean, we hope to serve you whenever you're here.
Next time I'm in UAE, for sure, it will be my first stop. I know you're involved in the food security program in the UAE. So can you talk a little bit about that, what the program's about, and how you kind of fit into that program, what your role is?
Okay, so basically, the Minister of Food Security is doing a great job in terms of spreading awareness on how people can utilize the produce and the products that are, you know, being grown here in the UAE and, mm-hmm. you know, that are available, you know, from the UAE as opposed to imports. It's just been amazing to be part of it as, you know, like the chef on board, I guess. And they would always include me in discussions when it comes to the food and ways to preserve food and, you mm-hmm. know, ways to utilize ingredients in ways to create delicious recipes as opposed to, you know, having lots of waste that ends up being thrown away. You know, with that, they have my full intellectual property, obviously, to help within the community because, you know, it's something that I have been able to receive for free. So it's only fair that I, you know, give back as much as I can with what I, and yeah, I just hope to continue to support with whatever I can.
Is it focused on the entire UAE or specifically Abu Dhabi, or it's farmers from all throughout the
country? Well, they support as many companies and people as possible. So far, they've had amazing results and successes. It's really amazing what they've been able to do.
Yeah, that's an exciting project. What are your goals moving forward as a chef? in the space, and what do you hope to accomplish in your next steps?
When it comes to the restaurant, the future that I would want for the restaurant would be to, you know, utilize it as a space that we can convey knowledge to the people that come to eat the food. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you eating the food as much as, you getting to experience something new through us, because, you know, collectively we are a staff or, you know, a team of about 11 chefs in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And each one of us comes from a different background and, you know, different nationalities. So with time, we try as much as possible to bring a lot of our own cultures, you know, in the food that we prepare. So we do have a specials menu, and on that specials menu, we like to always experiment with new dishes. Mm-hmm. And through those new dishes, we want people to be able to be more exposed to the international palates that we have, as opposed to, you know, sticking to just one basic format of
fusion of cuisine. Everything.
Basically, yeah. So this is basically what we hope to achieve is, you know, like for us, we really want people to get more and more aware about the international dishes of the world, as opposed to just sticking to one kind of cuisine.
Mm-hmm. So I conclude with my question that I conclude for all of my guests, which is, what does culture mean to you?
Well, basically, culture is everything. You know, culture is basically the way that defines you in your community. In this line of work, I feel like the cultural element would definitely be to utilize different cultures' approach in the kitchen and different cultures' palettes. Let's say the, you know, flavors of that culture that you would, you know, see in a specific country, and try to meet halfway where you would be able to enjoy the food from that culture, as opposed to, let's say, just closing it off completely just because mm-hmm. there's a specific ingredient that you might not enjoy. Like, for mm-hmm. example, making breads. In other countries, they would make bread in a specific way, and this is the way that they have grew up making that specific bread. We would try as much as possible to learn from the way that this culture is making specific item, and we would try to make it in a way that we can also enjoy it mm-hmm. using something different from our culture, like for example, the usage of cardamom, the usage of saffron. We would make saffron bread. To us, that might be more appealing than, you know, just a bread loaf. The saffron, there it has been huge trend here in this region, you know, using saffron in lattes as well. So we don't really need to like shut off like a culture's way of cooking food completely. I think that, you know, we should try as much as possible to utilize the knowledge that they have, and, you know, try and create ways where, you know, we can culturally come together.
It's like the new culture is something I say a lot, because it's cultures are no longer just closed off by borders and passports. Everything is so transnational, and it influences everything exactly. From food to art.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, amazing. Like, you know, the way even people appreciate art here in the UAE, you know, like who would have thought that we would have the Louvre, you know, museum here in Abu Dhabi? You know, that's amazing. And the way that people responded to that, the way that they would go to the museum and appreciate the art, or Western art, or even, you know, like Eastern art in general, you know, just to be able to be exposed to so much knowledge from different cultures is just amazing.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting time to be in the region and the UAE.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Chef Khaled.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to see, you know, what happens next here in the region. And I'm definitely looking forward to serving you in Abu Dhabi.
I'll be there. Right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you enjoyed this exciting episode about Emirati cuisine from the amazing Chef Khaled. If you'd like to follow Chef Khaled on Instagram, you can find him at chef.khaleds. As always, we look forward to having you join us in our next episode, where we continue to connect to the culture and share stories from the Arabian Gulf. Ma'a salama.